Okay, Shomer Bosit, today's daf is Pesachim, daf Lamed Zayin. We're on the bottom of Lamed Vav, Amud Beis, by the Tanu Rabbanan, last line on the Amud. Tanu Rabbanan ain ofen pas ava, and take out the parentheses, right? It should be Pesach, right? We can't cook thick bread on Pesach. Again, we're concerned that it may become chametz. Divrei Beis Shammai, that's Beis Shammai's Shita. So Matzvim Beis Shammai says, that's okay. We're gonna explain exactly what the issue is. Right? How thick or wide are we talking about? How deep is this deep dish loaf? So Ravuna tefach. Ravuna says it's a tefach. Rishon came matzino b'lechem apanim tefach, because that was the size of lechem apanim, and the lechem apanim themselves could not be chometz. So apparently a tefach, right? A tefach wide. You can still, if it's a tefach deep, it's not going to become chametz, right? You can get to the point where it's not going to be chametz. You can make sure it doesn't become chametz. Ma'askav la Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, one second. Amru b'zivrin, yomru b'shenon's reason. Basically, Rav Yosef is going to list a bunch of differences between the lechem apanim and other baked matzahs. On the one hand, the lechem apanim was baked by zrizim, by kohanim, people who are careful. Yomru b'shenon's reason, but other matzah is cooked by everybody. And im amru pas amela means that the dough was worked many times over. So yomru pas she'eino eva amela, right? Obviously, matzah, the dough is not worked terribly. Right? Apparently, working the dough, Rashi says she'eino meher is nahachmitz, right? It keeps, for whatever reason, it staves off the chametz process. Im amru be'itzim yaveshim, apparently the lechem apanim was baked with wood that was dry. Yomer beitzim lachem, maybe it doesn't, the same is not the, maybe it's the chametz making process, or chametz becoming process, is not the same by wet wood. Im amru betanu cham, by the lechem apanim, the oven was hot, maybe betanu tzonen, maybe the oven cooking the matzah will be colder. Maybe there's a difference in that the lechem apanim's oven was metal, and maybe people are baking matzah in an earthenware pottery oven. So apparently you can't really compare matzah and the lechem apanim at all. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abba, Sheilis is Rabbi B'Yichud. I asked my Rabbi when we were by ourselves, Umanu, who is that, Rav? That was Rav, Ikadamri, or the other way around. Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba Amar Rav, Shilis is Rebbe B'Yichud Umanu Rebbeinu HaKadosh, right? Who was it? Maybe it was Rebbe. Either way, whether it was Rav or Rebbe, he asked, my pas ava, what does it mean when you're talking about this this loaf that was a deep dish loaf of bread? So he said, pas meruba, right? A lot of bread, right? Meaning, and Rashi explains, it's nothing to do with chametz. It just has to do with, my throat's a little sore. Just has to do with the fact that right, you're not allowed to cook, bake bread that you're not going to use on Yontif. Right? If that's ready, you're allowed to bake on Yontif for Yontif, but if you're using a ton of bread, or if you're baking a ton of bread, that's going to be left over until after Yontif, and that is a problem. You might call it pas avo, so why do you call it thick bread? So mishum denefisha belisha, because it's the dough is huge, right? It's very big. Again, once if you're gonna make a lot of bread, so the dough itself is very thick. V'ibayseima, or another answer, but asrei dehaitana, right? Lepas meruba, lepas ava korulei, or simply that's because what they called it in that neighborhood. So my taima. So why would it be usher? Meaning, if you tell me that it's usher, as I kind of jumped the gun, but why would it be usher if you're talking about baking bread on Yontif, right? Again. As a heter ochel nefesh on Yontif, that you're allowed to bake food. So the imishim dekat tarach tircha del tzarach. If you tell me there's something called tircha yaseira, there's an extra tircha. You're not allowed to do unnecessary work on Yontif. That the Gemara in Beitza discusses at length. So my iria bepesach afilu Yontif nami. So why again? If you remember at the bottom, the first line we read, right, had Yontif in parentheses, right? That now you kind of understand why there's maybe two girsas here. Right? Why would it mention Pesach? Right, it's also true in any Yontif, right? So Shavuos, etc. So Gemara says, "Eichanami." You're right, but Vayitana b'Yontif shel Pesach kai. Right, but simply that was the case. That's what they were talking about. That's what they were learning. So they mentioned Pesach, but really Eichanami was true in Yontif as well. You see that this Malchukas is by Yontif and not necessarily by Pesach. So that's Dafka, what is the case here at all. Nothing to do with Chametz at all. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, another Braisa. Now, this is basically, we're going to talk about what is considered to be bread. This is going to be basically the rest of the Amud, more or less. Really, most of the Daf. Is what is considered to be bread, and there are two nafkaminas. Obviously, one of them in terms of Hilchos Pesach, right? Whether that you are yotze matzah, if you know you use them for matzah, and also if it's going to be chayiv in challah, where we know that you have to take challah if you're making dough that's big enough. You have to take challah as one of the gifts for the kohanim. Nowadays we burn it, but that's anything that's going to be considered bread is going to be chayiv in challah. So the question is, right? What do you call bread? So Tana Rabbanan. Well, then the Rabbi said that yotzei, you can be yotzei in the midst of matzah, but pass nakia with clean bread, right? But very fine, finely ground. The flour is clean. There's no impurities in the flour. Uvahadra, we said that's with the opposite, right? The flour with a lot of impurities in it, maybe the husks or whatever. But shriken ametsuyarin, with shriken or like loaves that are decorated. Metsuyar at siyur is a picture, some sort of decorated type of bread. But Pesach, right? On Pesach, obviously, that's we're talking about Pesach. Avabija amru ein osin shriken ametsuyarin with Pesach. Even though they said that you're not allowed to make those loaves on Pesach, but if you have them, you are yotze. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Davar ze shal baitus ben zonin lechachamim." Baitus was a known baker. He asked the chachamim the following question: "Rabbi Pnei Ma Amru Ein Osin Srikin Mizyon Pesach? Why can't you make these decorated types of loaves?" So Amar Lo Mepesha Shehaisha Shoha Ala Mechamza, because the woman is going to kind of fuss over the decorations, right? I guess not the frosting, but we're talking about like the carving of the bread, I guess. And in that time, right, you're not going to be careful about the time, and the bread is going to become chametz. So Malahem, he said to them, "Well, efshar yaseinu b'tefus." Right, Baitus had a great idea, like we have nowadays. I'll just make it in a mold, right? V'yakvena kivan, right? And then you get the kavua, then you get the picture right away. So Malahem, he said to them, "Yomru kol shrikan asur and shrikan baitus mitarin." Okay, fine, that sounds like a good idea, but we're going to say that all the shrikan are usur. But yours, Baitos, your Srikan or Mutter, well, we're not going to make that distinction. Right? People, the Rashi says, people don't necessarily have your stamps. Maybe that was his stamps or his molds or whatever it is. And, right, so Baitos apparently had a monopoly there, but he had a copyright, so they didn't allow everybody else. Amar Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok. Pam achas nechnasti. Achar Abba lebeis Rabbi Gamliel. Once I went with my father's Rabbi Gamliel's house, Rabbi Yehuda found him shriking him at Siyurim Pesach, and they brought these decorated pieces of loaves on Pesach. And he said, "Amarti, I said, Abba lokachem amru chachamim ain osin shriking him at Siyurim Pesach." Didn't Chazal say these are usher? So Amarli, he said to him, "Bini lo shall call Adam amru elishanach tomer amru." He said, "No. Only the baker ones are usher, but the ones that are made at home." Our mutter, ikad amri, or the another version of the conversation, the zahki amrei lo shanachtom amru ela shel kol adam, meaning that the bakers are mutter and the homemakers decorated breads are aser. Meaning, and therefore those were from the bakery. Right, again, just a difference in language is simply what is more likely to become chametz: the bakers who know what they're doing, or the people at home that maybe are not as careful with the decorations. Right? Okay, either way, that's the two lashonos. Amrami Yosi, Osin Srikan Kamin Rikikan, Vain Osin Srikan Kamin Gluzko. So you can make thin Srikan, but you cannot make nice, fat, cake like Srikan. Okay, again, we're concerned whether the stuff's going to become Chametz. Tan Rabban, Ha Sufganin. Now, I would imagine that's probably not Sufganiot. Sufganiot, underrated, I don't know if you know this, is not an old. It's a new creation. It's a new thing, relatively new. So I imagine this is not called sufganiyot. This is probably some sort of dessert bread. Vadufshanim and honey bread. Veskaritin, and those are, I forget. Rashi says with a thin dough. Okay. Vechalas masres. bread made in on a pan, vamaduma, in a mix of truma and not truma. All those are paturim min hachala. So all of them are potter from hachala, because they're not necessarily considered bread. And meduma, obviously, which is a mix of truma and the chulim, so that is because you're only going to take challah from something that is not already separated. The challah has to be separated, but you don't separate it from something that has been separated, i.e. truma, which has been separated before. So either way, but ma'icha, so all those things are not considered, not enough, not bread enough to be, as you'll see, right, they bake it in different ways, so therefore they're not going to be chayv in challah. Ma'icha is masrei, what is that? Samar Rav Yehuda ben Levi, zeh chalut shel balei batim. This is the chalut, which is burnt bread, apparently made by, we're going to define that in a second, you'll see that it's the flour was, not the bread, but the flour apparently was scalded by hot water. All right, either way. Zechalut shel balei batim, that's what they would make. Amar Rav Shlakish, halu ma'aseh ilfasen. He says, no, these are actually, all of these things that we just listed are fried. They're fried in a pan. An ilfas is a frying pan. So therefore, they're not considered bread. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Maisa Ilfas Chayav, and he says, no, if you fry bread in a pan, that would be Chayav in Challah, but Vahalalu, what's the problem with these? These are She'asam Bachama, they're baked in the sun, and therefore, right, they're sun-baked, and therefore they're not bread, they're not, right, it's not Shaykh to call them bread. I don't know if they didn't cook enough or whatever, but they're not considered bread, they're not Chayav in Challah. Maisvi, hold on 1 second, ask you a question. As we've gone over the Vishana Ves Karitin, right, all those things that we mentioned before, Asan Be'ilfas Chayavin, right, if you made them in a frying pan, so then they are Chayav, right, Bechama Paturim, if they made it in the sun, your potter, right, that seems very clearly like Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore, Tiyufa the Duresh Lagish, Tiyufa Duresh Lagish, Rabbi Shem Ben Lagish. Sam Ula says, Amna Lucha Rabbi Shem Ben Lagish, Hach Ma'eskinan, Sher Tiyach, Lubu Sofa Hidbik. That case over there, whether you're going to be Chayav in Challah, the case is where you made the frying pan hot and then you put the dough on it. But the other one, right, the other way is where you put the dough on and then you heated up the frying pan. That's going to be potter. So that's what Gemara says. I'm a hibig with a sofir tiach mai. But if you, how can I be the pturim? It seems to imply that if you put the batter, the dough, I guess, right, talking about batters for a cake. So if you put the dough in the frying pan and then you heat it up, that seems to imply that you'd be potter. They tell me seifa, but what about the seifa? Asan bachama pturin. What if you bake them in the sun and they're potter? Listening to the dough, you don't even need to talk about the sun. You could have just had the machlokas with the frying pan, and you could have just said, when is it chayiv if you make it in a frying pan? That's kedoshir tiach lo b'sof hidbik. That's if you heated the frying pan and you put the dough on. Avol hidbik b'sof hir tiach pturin. But if you did the opposite, then you'd be potter. So apparently, or since the Brisa didn't say that, we see that's not true. As Gemara says, good old chisurei mechsura, right? Really, no, there are words that are missing. The hachi katani. This is what the Brisa means to say. The medvar mamurim. When is it chayiv and chala if you made this dough if you made this bread in a frying pan? So then you share tiach l'vasof hidbik. If you again you heated it up and then you put the dough onto it, then aval hidbik l'vasof hirtiach. But if you did the opposite, so then nasa kamisha asan bachama upturin. Then it's as if you baked it in the sun, right? It's not actually considered baking, and therefore they're a pot. Toshma, I'll bring in another proof against Rish Lakish. Yotzim b'matzah hina. You could be yotzeh your mitzvah of matzah with matzah hina. Hina, as we're going to see, is slightly uncooked, like sort of raw. Matzah hasuya b'ilfas, and matzah, and this is the important point, matzah that's made in a frying pan. So apparently you see that is good, right? Matzah bride. Not really, but apparently, you do see that that is considered to be bread. So, Hanami says simply no. Rish Lakish would just say, Shayertiach Lubasofi, because that you really know you made it hot first and then you put the dough on. In that case, in a Hanami, that Rish Lakish agrees is going to be bread. So, Gemara just says, My Matzahina, what is that? That we mentioned, right? It's half baked. At what point is it considered to be baked enough that it's considered to be bread? To the point where you don't, you're not pulling, or if you break it apart in the middle and you don't see like the strands of dough kind of clinging to each other, so at that point, right? If it's solid enough that you don't see that, so then that's already baked enough to be considered bread. Amar Avraham says, v'chim lech mitodo, so too, and again, that's the same amount of cooking you need for the lechem of the korban toda, right? We mentioned the korban toda needs 40 loaves, 30 matzah, 10 chametz, right? You have to bake them enough to that point. Pshita, obviously, right? Hacha lechem ksiv, hacha lechem ksiv, right? You do, why would you think otherwise? We need bread, and that's what we're talking about over here. So, my other you might have thought, oh, ksiv v'kriv mimenu echad mikol korban. Since the pasuk also says you need to bring one from each korban, meaning there are, when I say there's 30 matzah and 10 bread, there were four sets of 10. So you bring one from each from each set of 10, and you give it to the kohen. So echad shelo yitol porus, right? One, meaning one full whole loaf, implies that you shouldn't take a broken one. Right? V'achad kamad the priest of Davnia, maybe you might have thought that if you don't bake it further, it would be considered to be broken. So kamash malan, it's never known that this is actually that's the level, that's the shear for baking bread for the korban toda as well. Meisve, I'll ask you another question between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. This is on Rabbi Yochanan, I think. No, let's see. Hami'isa, this is also a type of bread. Oh, that's the boiling water. That's the scalded. All right, either way, that's the scalded flour from boiling water before. What did I say that was before? I don't remember. All right, hadra maybe. No, the hadra was coarse bread. All right, I don't remember. Either way, I apologize for the inappropriate definition. But either way, you'll go back and you'll check it yourself, I guess, Mitzvah. When we do Chazara is always important. Hami Isa, this type of bread, again, this is also like, it's the flour is like scalded and not water. So, Beis Shammai, Pochin, Beis Hillel, Mechayiv. Right, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether it's Chayiv in Chala. Hechalita, if you did this hechalita, we'll see the difference is simply what you put first, the water or the flour. So beishamim bechaim and beisol paturin, right? It's again the opposite. Eza hamisa veza hechalita, what is the difference between those two types of bread baking processes? So hamisa kemach shal gabi muglashin. By meisa, so you put flour into boiling water. Right, vechalita, the opposite. That you have muglashin al gabi kemach, right? You pour boiling water onto the flour. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Mishum Aviv, Zev, Zev, Potter. Right? Both of them, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, both of them are Potter from Challah. Related, some people say that actually no, that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi meant to say Zev, Zev, Chayiv. Right? Both of them are Chayiv. The Chachamim Omerim, oh, you have a complicated machukas over here. The Chachamim Omerim, Echad Zev, Echad Zev, Asa Be'elfas Potter, Batanur Chayiv. Right? If you made it, regardless of whichever you put first the water or the flour. So if you made it in a frying pan, then you're potter, and if you baked it in the oven, then you're a chayef. So the Gemara says, "V'tana kama, ma'ishna me'isa, ma'ishna chalita." So I understand the difference in mitzias between those two cases, but what's lamaisa? What's the difference? Right, you're still boiling hot water and flour. So I'm going to review that. Shmuel. Actually, right, if you remember, you have the reverse machlokas in the brisa that we quoted before. Right, Beis Shammai says that Me'isa is potter, and Beis Hillel says that it's chayev, and by Echlita, and the other way, is the other way. Beis Shammai is chayev, and Beis Hillel is potter. So, this is Rabbi Shua ben Levi, right, those Amurayim said that no, actually the machlokas is the same. Vetavra, and because the brisa makes no sense, right? It contradicts each other. What's the difference? Masha shanazu, lo shanazu. So apparently, what you see is that one part of the guy who taught one part of the brisa did not teach the second part of the brisa. Meaning, they simply there's a mistake there, and actually, based Shama based Hillel, right? There is no difference between those two processes, and they hold the same thing. So, but Katani Mihas, however, and regardless, what's the whole point of bringing this? Right, we're trying to bring a question on Reish Lakish or Rabbi Yochanan. Right, what do we say? We said, right, both of those processes, if you make it in a frying pan, it's potter from challah, i.e., it's not considered bread, but tanur, but if you bake it in the oven, then it is chayef. So that's to Rabbi Yochanan. That's against Rabbi Yochanan, who said that like, a frying pan is going to make bread and therefore be chayv and challah. So Rabbi Yochanan would say, no, Tanoi. It's actually Machlokes Tanoi. You might have thought that these two processes are chayiv and challah. Tamalomar lechem, right? It needs to be actual bread, right? Not right? Apparently, it's not that's not actual bread. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and again, I apologize for my lack of knowledge in terms of the baking process. I'm really just not sure why, you know, scalding and boiling hot water and flour would not produce bread as opposed to lukewarm water or cold water, etc. But for whatever reason, that's not the same process. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein lechem ela afi betoner." Right? Again, bread is baked in an oven, not these random boiling hot water frying pan cases. So the Gemara just points out, Rabbi Yehuda had a Tanakama. That's the same as a Tanakama. So Allah ma'ase ilfas igi benayo. So the machlokas actually is if you bake it in a frying pan or you cook it in a frying pan. Tanakama sover ma'ase ilfas chayavin. Rabbi Yehuda sover ma'ase ilfas peturin. Okay, right. So you see the machlokas over there. So that Rabbi Yochanan could say that, right. So that's Rabbi Yochanan is using the Tanakama, right? Who's saying that that a frying pan is baking. And that's going to be baking. And that's going to be considered bread, therefore it's going to be chayav and challah. One second, sorry. Fine. So Gemara says, "Lo, actually, no, you could understand the braisa differently, and it's not actually going to support Rav Yochanan. Duguli alma maisa ilfas patura." And actually, everybody agrees that a frying pan is potter, right? In this price that we just quoted. V'achab over here, what's the machokas? Kegon shechazer v'afo b'tanor kabifugim. Machokas is if you fry it in a pan and then you bake it in the oven. The Tanakama software came in the shechazer v'afo b'tanor lechem kreinam bay. Right? Since the Tanakama holds it, since you baked it, then afterwards that's going to be bread. Rabbi Yehuda software, no. In lechem ela afo b'tanor me'ikara. That bread is only if you bake it originally in the oven. If it came to me, lav b'tan rafia. So then, lav lechemo. Since you didn't bake it in the oven originally, you fried it in a pan. Then it's not going to be considered bread. Amar Rava. Rava says again. Then according to this, so then just right, meaning that Rabbi Yochanan again. It's fine. So Amar Rava. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's logic that you have to bake it first in the oven? The pasuk says, "Vafu esher nashim lachmechem b'tanur echad." That's a pasuk in the Tanakh. That Rachman Litzlan, 10 women will have to bake their bread in one oven. There won't be any food, right? So they'll have to bake bread in one oven. And again, what do we say? That lechem afu b'tanur kari lechem. Right? Shein afu b'tanur echad ain kari lechem. Right? What do we say? We say the women will bake their bread in an oven. That's the pasuk says. Right? And clearly, they call it bread, and they say that that's referring to something that is baked in an oven. Yosef, Rabbi Rav Yosef, Achori, the Rabbi Zera. Rabbi and Rav Yosef were hanging out. They're sitting behind Rabbi Zera. Rav Yosef, Rabbi Zera, came to Ula. And they were, Rav Zera was sitting behind Ula. Amale, Rabbi, the Rav Zera, by my name, Ula. So the Rabbi said to Rav Zera, "Hey, psst, ask the following, right? Ask Ula the following question. Hidbik mi bifnim, virtich mi b'chutz ma'o." Let's say you put the dough on the inside of the frying pan, and then you heated it up on the outside, meaning then you put the fires underneath, like we would fry a pan normally. So Amalei said, "My Amalei, what do you want me to ask? Di Aminalei, if I ask him that question, so Amalei will say, 'Hainu, Maisa Ilfas, what are you talking about? That's how you fry something on a frying pan. What are you talking about?'" So Amalei Yosef, the Rosera, so Rav Yosef said, meaning that was Rabbah. So then Rav Yosef said, "Bo menei Ula, ask Ula this. Hidbik mi bifnim ve'avuka kenegdu ma'u." What if you put the fire on top? What if you say you put something in a frying pan, and instead of putting the fire underneath, you hold a torch over the frying pan? So the frying pan, that's on top. So Amalei, my Amalei. So he said, "Why should I ask him?" Because if I ask him, Amalei, rov aniyim osim kein. Actually, most poor people do this. That's how they normally use a frying pan. Because that was, right, if you look at Rashi, she'in lehem eitzim, right, v'kachay mamar lafos. Apparently, they didn't have enough firewood to put it underneath, so that's how they would bake it as fast as they could with the means that they had. They would put the fire on top, right, to hold the match or the candle, whatever it is, over the on top. In other words, that's the normal way for frying in a pan for poor people. So therefore, he would say that that's the same thing. And again, that's just shayach to machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish as to whether frying bread in a pan is considered to be bread and therefore chayiv in challah. Okay, shkoyach rabosei. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.